I'm with Chris Gayle, the captain of the Jamaica Tallawas. Well, it was easy in the end, wasn't it, Chris?
Hey, well, it looking easy when Russell is batting, but it was nerve-wracking sitting in the dugout watching it on the outside, you know. But, you know, this is cricket, and, you know, we're very happy to get across the hurdle, and, you know, just one final hurdle to cross, and hopefully we can lift that trophy tomorrow. So it's very pleasing, you know, from a captain point of view. I thought they did, you know, wonderful with the ball. That was a good start for us, and to pick up two early key wickets as well. And, you know, but in the middle, they had a partnership, and, you know, stuck to the task. You know, restricted them under 150. I thought the wicket played well. It's a good wicket to batten, and eventually, you know, we chased that total any day on that sort of wicket.
How important was Kumar Sangakkara coming in, of course, and making a contribution in the way that he did?
He made a big impact for us, and I'm very happy for that. And we know what class and what key player Sangakkara is in. He is in any particular team. He has done it worldwide, so, you know, it's no surprise to us. But, you know, I'm very happy to actually be captaining Sangakkara, so I'm very pleased he take us across the line. And, you know, like I said, he's a captain as well, so you know what the situation requires at times. So I'm very happy, you know, he actually did that for us, and hopefully, you know, can do that again tomorrow. And, you know, we'll finish off on a high, and we all can, you know, celebrate and have a
aru
drink.
Were you actually losing that game when Andre Russell went in?
Not really, to be honest. You know, we're still back ourselves, and we're actually looking at, you know, how close we are actually to the run rate. You know, when Russell went in, it was 8 or 9 runs over, and, you know, we still have wickets in hand. That was key for us as well. But, you know, once he get going, it's always going to be difficult to stop, and he's a dangerous player. So he played a big part, and he finished it for us. You know, but it's not every day, you know, these things will happen. But hopefully, fingers crossed, someone can take us across the line tomorrow.
Well, you know all about Andre Russell. He's a Jamaican, of course. But that really was an amazing display of hitting, wasn't it? Even by your standards.
It is. It was, you know, honestly, it was like superb, superb. You know, words can't explain it, you know, to be honest with you. I mean, clean hitting, especially the last ball that you actually finished the winning run with, that was classic. You know, those things you don't see often, you know, any particular batsman play those sort of shot like a baseball. But it's very pleasing for everyone. Like I said, hopefully this can give us some momentum tomorrow game. You know, it's quick turnaround. We'd love to have a day in between the final, but, you know, we have to make a quick turnaround and be back here tomorrow.
Guyana will fancy themselves. They've been the form side throughout the tournament so far. Would you call them favourites, or should they be called favourites?
I think so, because they're the only team that beat us in the competition, to be honest, twice. And, you know, they've been playing good cricket, you know, good all-round cricket. They have the best bowling attack in the competition. So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough task, you know. But, you know, once we bat properly, I reckon, you know, we have a chance there in winning this trophy.
And what a conclusion to the Lima Call Caribbean Premier League it's going to be, isn't it? It's been a fantastic tournament, hasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, great tournament. And I'm really happy to be here at the end. So actually witness the final draw. You know, whatever happened tomorrow, still have a drink, still have a celebration. And, you know, give thanks to actually be here. And, you know, the fans really turn out and support us. And, you know, it's very, very nice. And it's, like I said, it's no local team here, but the fans do come out sold out. So I'm really happy with CPL, what they have done. Hopefully next year it can be even bigger and better. And I'll be here again.
And you've got your main supporter, Gerard Butler, watching on. He certainly enjoyed himself this evening, and I think you probably enjoyed having him around.
Yeah, it's good to have those other stars around you. You know, like I said, the movies that he played in, tremendous movies. And, you know, Sparta is one of the, 300 is one of my favourite law-abiding citizens. So it's good to have him around the dressing room as well. And he gave us a speech today with a chant in Aru. It was really funny, and, you know, it actually lifts us as well. So it's good to have those other people surrounded by any particular team, and hopefully, you know, we can actually lift the trophy together.